ओम शांति ओम शांति। I hope you will all like enjoy the topic. Some time back I was chit chatting with a brother. So he asked me, what do you think the reason, many reasons actually, but one reason that would bring the Third World War. What is the reason? One of the reasons. Immediately I said, the power, the lack of the power to tolerate. Say yes, this is also a very good point. When great leaders of great countries would come to a point when they would have no power to tolerate anymore, then something will happen. We all know. But the brother, he says, along with that, there is the point of misunderstanding. Okay. The topic is to understand and to be understood. So, how many times in our daily life we have come to a point when there is either conflict, either confusion due to misunderstanding. Okay. Our senior brother, Brother Jagdish, in one of his classes, he says, because there is so much misunderstanding around us, that's why when we converse with each other, people tend to ask, you see, it means, did you follow? Do you understand? That's why every now and then, you say, you see? After each and every sentence, sometimes you say, you see, Brother Jagdish said. So sometimes, many situations sometimes turn to be deplorable situations due to the fact that there is misunderstanding. We can take out a list of those people who misunderstand themselves, among themselves. Maybe few of you can say, who are those especially who misunderstand? Lovers, for example. They say, oh, he or she did not understand my feelings. Main problem today, because of the lack of understanding, the feelings, the emotions, will come on that later. But just to say, the list about, first I said, the lovers, in the beginning, when everything goes on well, then when misunderstanding starts, then problem starts. Then husband and wife at home, then with the boss or the office colleagues. And sometimes the doctor and the patient, misunderstanding, can create a lot of problem. So here we have come to know the importance of understanding. Understanding many things. The topic may seem very humble, but it's a vast. When we say to understand, when we go to the depth, it's a very profound topic, subject. Sometimes, differences of taste create problem. Differences of choice create problem. Differences of opinion create problem. Differences of idea. And most of all, lack of understanding because of the point of views of each other. Not proper understanding of the point of view. I have seen many couples breaking up because they prefer to sacrifice their happiness, but not ready to sacrifice their point of views. Due to what? Due to proper understanding. To lack of proper understanding. They say in English, a little learning is a dangerous thing. Here we say that a little understanding is more dangerous. Maybe many of you may know the story that goes. There was a man traveling in a train just to see the lack of proper understanding. How it can create, as I said before, a disastrous situation. There was a man traveling in a train, in a compartment, and he was seated by the window side. He was watching the sceneries. And many people in the same compartment. And along with him, there was the child. A lot of mischief. Mischievous child. He could not sit for a second properly. Quite natural. We all have gone through early age. He was creating such a mess, hell-like situation for all the passengers. Tearing their newspapers, eating chocolate and wiping his hand, climbing here and there. They were all very, very much annoyed and harassed by him. And the father, he was as if unaware that that was his child, was completely lost in the window scene outside. So one of the passengers could not bear it anymore. He stood up and came and shook the man. He says, what is all that? For hours and hours, the child is creating such a, tormenting us, everybody, and you, is he your child? Say, yes, my son. So what's that? He shook and insulted him like anything. Then all the little bit reluctant, hesitant to raise their voices, they all just got the courage. Once one started. The man was in a semi-coma, could not speak anything. He was in a state of shock. He started crying, started asking for forgiveness, apologizing. He says, I am really, really from the heart. I am really very sorry for what happened. Because I am going home from the hospital. I just left the dead body of my wife at the hospital. I'm rushing home to get her cloth, to go back and dress her properly to put in the coffin. Hey. So he was not there. You can imagine his thoughts at that moment. So just to tell you, within a fraction of a second, the feelings of all those people, what happened? The feelings of anger and turned to what? Sympathy and apologies. Why this happened? Because of a lack of proper understanding of the situation. So within 1 second, the situation just changed from anger and harassment to apology and forgiveness. So today, the greatest problem people face, we all have heard, we all have experienced the fact of not being loved or not being understood. Okay? Everybody. See, to love and be loved. To love is okay. I love, but in return, I suffer because of not being loved. I understand, but I suffer because of not being understood. Wherever you go, this is a big problem. We cannot deny this is a big problem for not being loved and not being understood. They say, this one has been rude towards me, has been harsh towards me. He has been uncourteous towards me. He has been disrespectful towards me. I suffer because of that. And because of such feeling, naturally, there is no love received. For me personally, one point that relieved me actually from this subtle feeling of, disheartenment, when people react like this, interact with you like, there is, whether you want it or not, there is some disheartenment, You come to a standstill, if you don't move at the back, you don't progress also. But one point I worked upon, which has relieved me, I'd like to share with you, which has helped me a lot. So sometimes, because of not being understood, we tend to complain, we tend to criticize, to lighten our system. We tend to gossip also, just to feel light. But one question I asked myself that relieved me literally. I blame others for not understanding me. But it relieved me when I asked myself how much and how far I have understood my own self. You will all get the answer when you sit for some time, give yourself some time in solitude, you ask yourself this question. You will get very interesting answer. How far, in what depth, how far I have come to understand my own self in the depth of my own being. Have I come to know my aspirations, my apprehensions, my expectations, my emotions, my feelings, my dreams, my desires, the reason for conflicts, my duties, my responsibilities? Very interesting. If you go deep down yourself, just verify, you will get the answer. How far you have come to understand yourself. Why I said that this will relieve you? Why? Because when you realize, you recognize that you yourself, you have not come to understand yourself, how can you expect others to understand you? This will relieve you. It's a good weapon to fight against that feeling of not being understood. Ask yourself, if I have not come to understand myself, how can I expect others to understand, to fulfill my expectations, my dreams, my desires, to understand my emotions, my feelings, my apprehensions? You'll find it interesting, I suppose. Because the person whom I am expecting to understand myself, he or she also has not come to understand himself or herself. Just like I have not come to understand myself, that individual also has not come to understand himself. And I am expecting that he should understand me. I suffer because I don't receive that much love that I expect to receive. Hey, that one, they don't show any love for me. Another point that relieved me a lot, Baba says, if you receive any insult, people don't love you, don't understand you, have mercy for that soul. Is it possible to have mercy? Very easy to say, but is it as easy to have mercy for someone who is disrespectful, impolite, rude? What do you think, sister? Is it easy? Yes, it is easy. When you have the feeling within yourself, you have mercy for whom? For poor ones, right? Weak ones, weaker ones, less privileged ones, right? You have mercy for, not those who are higher or more elevated than, right? You always have, but when you have such feeling, that person from whom I am expecting love and understanding, that poor soul, that weak soul, have only that much love in his heart. Where from the poor one will come to give me? The heart is dry. The power of judgment, of understanding is blocked. No more working. So where from that poor person will come? As if I am trying to dig a well in the desert. I am expecting a dry heart, an empty heart, to give me the things I want. When you have such feeling, then you will see that, oh, it's no more worth expecting. So Baba, in Hindi says, mangne se marna bhala, which means, it's better to die than to ask, right? Better to die than to ask. Sorry, excuse me, eh? Oh, Baba. The least thing I excuse me. I hope you will understand me. Oba. So the question was, how I, Baba says, marne se mangna bhala. Better to die than to ask. And in a more little cruel word, if you would say, Baba says, Do not ask. Do not beg from beggars. It is a cruel word. Because whoever it may be, Baba gives the example of divine fathers, messengers, prophets, but they all have their hand like this. Right? Baba says, the worshipper will make you into a worshipper. He may be a great soul, a divine father, a prophet, but still his hand is like this. A worshipper will turn you to be a worshipper. Means, in other words, a beggar will turn you to be a beggar. Only one Baba is worthy of being worshipped, and he makes us worthy of being worshipped. See the difference. Whoever it may be in the world, they are all asking for something. Whether from God, from people, whether from the elements. So Baba says, they are all beggars. Do not beg from beggars. There was one beggar one day. He used to go to the palace to beg, to ask for some every morning from the king. Every day he would go and receive something from the king. He would go and beg. One day in the morning, as soon as he approached the palace's door, he could hear some sound, some incantation, some prayers, and from the he could make out the king's voice asking from God, God, do this for me, God, give me this, God, please. The beggar was really disheartened. And that, in other way, empowered him also to stop from that day begging. He says he got the realization power. He was empowered. Immediately he got the realization power he got. He said, oh, for so many years I have been asking, thinking that the king was a great donor, was the bestower. Today what I see, what I hear, he is himself begging from God. And I am begging from a beggar. Why not have direct connection, direct link with the one whom the king is asking? So this is what Baba says, do not beg from beggars. Do not expect those dry hearts, those empty hearts. They are not to be blamed, but their level of love is such, what they can do? Where from they will bring love for you? Their upbringing, the way they have been brought up, their culture, their civilization, their manners, they have been brought up from the parents, is that level. So when they interact, when they connect with you, then you feel disheartened. Oh, you expected something else. They are not to be blamed. See what is there, the level in the heart. So here, Baba says, who is the one who need to understand whom? When we expect, especially people who don't have knowledge, when we interact with them, we suffer because of their not understanding us. So Baba said, clarify this point always. Who should understand whom? Can we always expect worldly people to understand us, or Baba's children who have got knowledge to understand the world? We cannot blame them, complain, criticize. It is for us, so much attainment, so much achievement, so much treasures, so much virtue, so much power. If we come to realize this little point, it may help us a lot in the future. But it is for us to try to understand the world, not expect the world to understand us. It also says, when it would be possible for us to understand the world, when there is clarity of the intellect, when our line is clear with Baba, then the understanding power increases automatically. When the line is not clear, there is not only the danger of not understanding, when there is no clarity, but there is the danger of understanding more than is needed. This is also a danger, to understand more than necessary. More than is needed. Eh? There can be more confusion, conflict, problem when someone understands more than is needed. So how many times in our life, after assuming that we have understood the situation properly, we have well understood, we assume, we are convinced, but later, after some time, when the time comes for us to put into practice what we have understood, we come to take the wrong decision of our life. How many times can we say that every time we have come to take decision in our life, it had always been a right decision? Can we say? No. All of us, many times, happened that we have, even after understanding what we assume, that we understood the situation, but still we took the wrong decision. And then repentance, regret, problem. Here also, one interesting point. Baba says he teaches all the children in the same way. There is no different Murli for the seniors and for the newcomers, for one day old Brahmin, the same Murli, same teaching, same study. Then Baba always uses the word number wise. When I pondered a little bit on this point, I saw that the same Murli, some have become daddies and dadas, senior brothers and the daddies, with the same Murli, and some have become like me, poor fellow. Why? Before putting into practice, how they became the daddies, how they became the beads of the rosary with the same study that I am studying? Because of their level of understanding. The clarity of understanding. I also understood. I am also practicing. I am also a very good effort maker. I am also doing very good progress. But some have become daddies. Hundred years of God's teachings. 100 years of His patience. How many will come in the beads of the rosary? Only 8 will pass. Hundred years patience of the teacher. Everyday teaching. The power to grasp. The power of the clarity of the intellect. The power of understanding the exact version of God. No adulteration, no mixturity. So to be able to understand God properly, my little experience says that you need to be humble. You need to instill in yourself the virtue of humility at any cost. If you let your throat be stifled with arrogance, it will cut your breath. You will enjoy always adulterating God's knowledge to your conveniences, to your facilities, instead of trying to see what God wants to tell you. Humility will make you appreciate what others are doing, what others are, how they are, what they are. Humility. You accept others as they are, not as you would like them to be, as you would wish them to be. Sometimes we enjoy, we like, and we want everybody to dance upon our tunes. Humility, I accept myself as I am. What I can do, others may not be able to do. But this is also true. This is spiritual intoxication. What I can do, others may not be able to. Yes, but humility will tell me also that what others can do, I may not be able to do. I have to accept, I have to appreciate others' specialities, others' greatness, others' virtues, both a mixture of humility and spiritual intoxication. For what I am, I understand myself. For what I am, how I am, what I am capable of, and I understand others also what they are capable of. Because everybody is doing his or her own way according to his or her own capabilities. I just have to agree, accept the power of acceptance, the power of appreciating. And most of all, the power of learning. Humility will bring, will instill in myself the power of learning. The one who instills in himself the power of learning will always take a lesson, learn a lesson, even in a delicate situation. A bad circumstance appears in front of him, but in that too, he will, because he has developed in himself the art of learning. He understands, again, the topic, the role, the part of everybody, and his own role, he understands. And the one who has not developed the art of learning, maybe a good situation comes in front of him, he will not learn anything from that. Because he doesn't value things. He has not learned to valorize his, leave alone others. He does not understand his own value, his own worth, his capabilities, his potentials, his faculties. He doesn't understand. This is why Baba says, know your own value. We are children of God. Know our own value. God is teaching us Raj Yoga in the beginning, earlier days. I was very, very impressed with this point about knowing, understanding the self very, very far away back. The Raj Yoga teaches us something different from the world. We all agree on that. Not common things, but it's very simple. Which thing? To see the things that you don't see. See the things that you don't see. And don't see the things that you see. People outside will understand these words. See the things you don't see, and do not see the things you see. Crazy language, only for Brahmins. And again, to understand oneself more, go into the depth of my own being, Baba says, 24 hours of the day, you see the world. Come to sit with yourself and see yourself. In order to understand yourself, you must see yourself. You talk to the world 24 hours. Learn the pleasure, enjoy talking to yourself in solitude. You listen to the world 24 hours. Come to listen to your inner voice of your conscience. Your inner conscience, the voice of that. Listen to that. Listen to your own self. You think about the whole world 24 hours. Think about yourself. All these are weapons to what? The topic. To understand the self before trying to understand others. You are in the company of the whole world, 24. Be in your company, your own company. Enjoy that. Very interesting. Be your own friend. Accompany yourself. Make loneliness, solitude your own friend. One day loneliness told me, where have you been for so long time? I felt lonely without you. Sí. very important to understand oneself. Right? Any question? If you instill in yourself the habit, of learning, of having a clarity of the mind, then you will see, when you say learning, we all have experience. In which type of circumstance we learn more? Good circumstance situation or difficult situation? Okay? In difficult situations we learn. That doesn't mean that we welcome difficult so as to learn. Eh? In defeat we learn more than in victory. That doesn't mean that we are here to win. We are here to become victorious. But you want it or not, you agree on, you will see that in difficult situations, difficult moments, we learn more than in good situations. So develop in yourself the art of learning. Understand yourself, understand others, and also, otherwise, if you don't instill, develop in yourself the art of understanding, what will happen one day? Okay? What will happen one day? If you go on, you say, oh, I don't need to understand. One day you will come to ask yourself, have I come here to understand what God wants to make me understand? Or have I come here to try to make God understand? If I become so arrogant, I will try to, one day, I will not hesitate to try to make God understand instead of trying to understand what God wants to tell me. This is the danger. Anybody would like to say? Otherwise we have some meditation till the sister comes for the daily meditation. Anything, Arjun Bhaiji? On this topic, King Charles? Eh? Yeah, my name is Brahma Kumar Roshan. I am from Mauritius originally, but now Baba made me Madhuban Nivasi. Already 14 years now, I'm here. Baba gave me one apartment in the village here. I do service at the art gallery here, museum. And old brother in knowledge. For 40 years already, in 75. Dr. Nirmala, who is the teacher in charge here. She is my teacher. She came along with three sisters to open the center in Mauritius. So I had the good fortune of being among the first students there. So, anybody? Otherwise, Om Shanti.